Hello and welcome to Health to Wealth, a series by Accor. I'm Annie Hood. This is the podcast that shows you how well-being touches every part of your life. The series revolves around three core components: the podcast story, VivaTech partnership, and a white paper. I'm going to give you a taste of how we're bringing the vision of Health to Wealth to life in our podcast series. It will give you a global perspective on what's happening in the world when it comes to well-being. You'll hear from leaders in their field on why well-being is so important to the bigger trends that shape our world, your business, and your own personal health. Their insights cut through the noise to what matters most. And I'm talking about everything from technology to economics, biodiversity, geopolitics, your personal data, nutrition, fitness, and bringing it all back to the breath with the Iceman himself, Wim Hof. Let's hear from some of those thought leaders. Thierry Malaret is an economist and a gifted thinker who can tell you why a well-being culture is the life force for a sustainable world in almost every way.
If you want to change the narrative about well-being, and if you want to make it a truly holistic notion, you need to integrate the three superposed dimensions of well-being, which is individual well-being, of course. Ultimately, as individuals, this is what matters to us. But I would argue that you cannot be individually well if you live in a society that is profoundly unwell and in an environment that is equally unwell due to biodiversity loss, due to pollution, due to climate change. It's impossible. You could still argue that you are going to live in your own little bubble, but how far will your wellness take you if you do this in a bubble?
Thierry's episode will bring you key insights into the importance of well-being from an economic, biodiversity, and societal perspective. Let's hear from Manuel Muniz. Manuel is one of Spain's top visionaries and a former government minister. His perspective on well-being is informed by his work, which looks at the rapid advance of technology.
This idea that real knowledge, you look at the past and you order the past, and maybe that gives you some insights on the present, but you never look forward because that's the realm of prediction, right? And that's fluffy, and there are methodological problems with that, and I completely agree with that. That, in a world that changes exponentially, is just insufficient. We need to be able to build a science of anticipation, of trying to project our knowledge forward, at the very least so that it allows us to build scenarios and navigate the different consequences of those scenarios.
You'll also hear from entrepreneurs who are ahead of the curve when it comes to doing business that has a positive impact on our world. Sasha Celestia Wan is the co-founder of Olio, the app that matches surplus food with those who need it. Let's hear her take on the impact of the Health to Wealth series first of all.
My mom likes to think of everyone on the planet as one, a single cell in the human body, and we all have our different roles to play, from fat cells to red blood cells. And that's her personal form of spirituality and how she thinks about things. And it's what I've been raised not to believe in, but to at least appreciate as an analogy or metaphor. This is so similar, right? Like, we're all on this planet together. And like, when part of us isn't doing well or is infected or not nurtured, then it affects our entire collective organism. And that, to me, felt like a very natural way to think about the social and human and planetary interconnectedness that is coming to light in this series.
As Sasha puts it so beautifully, Health to Wealth will bring you that macro perspective. Let's hear how Sasha's been able to marry up her values with her business brain.
I think we've been successful at fundraising for a variety of reasons. One, we do have that conviction, and conviction is contagious. And two, the problem we're solving, we're basically trying to reinvent consumption by making sure that everything we have within our communities is leveraged and shared to its maximum value. The TAM on that, you know, this is really big. So for investors who may or may not be as interested in our social mission or environmental mission, they can clearly get their heads around the commercial potential of something that is relevant to hundreds of millions of people.
The influence of well-being on productivity at work is another key theme in the Health to Wealth series. You'll hear about the groundbreaking work that Professor of Neuroscience Olaf Blanke has been doing on the use of technology to accelerate the effects and benefits of meditation. As you'll hear, for Olaf, this could have a profound impact on workplace productivity.
We're not going to go back to how we've been working before. I think this will be just a must. I mean, there will not be a discussion that you have, not only meditation, but also other forms of well tech at work. From that point of view, yeah, I mean, it could really motivate people to come back, right? Think about the pandemic and people and teleworking and not teleworking. This is something where your body needs to be there and you need to. There are certain things that you get in the office in this way and that people may want to have and may want to come to the office and share the experience and really be there again at work. So I think for productivity in the longer term, again, not in one, two applications, right? That would maybe relax you for the day, but it would not just bring benefit for the company. I think the potential is tremendous. And I think we're scratching the surface. There are many workplaces. There's the office, there's the hotel, there's the hospital. You can take this to many contexts, right? Where I think this approach, again, focusing on the self, will be very powerful.
I think we've all become aware of the importance of well-being at an individual level, especially after the last couple of years. Kate Cook is a nutritionist and well-being expert. Let's hear her take on the difference good nutrition can have on people's lives.
You know, most people go through their life actually feeling less than 100%. You know, we can get into the much more fancy footwork of nutrition, which is, it sounds like a big word, but we look at mitochondrial health, which is basically cell energy. So you're getting into some of these really detailed tweaks and hacks that you can do with nutrition to really superpower people into another stratosphere, to take you from somewhere to this other place, this place of black and white movies to this place of colour.
And I can't let you go without pointing you towards the importance of the breath from the Iceman himself, Wim Hof.
20 minutes of breathing will change your life because health is the wealth. Health is the future, I tell you. Retrieve what is yours, a wholesome sacredness where there is well-being every day, mentally and physically. Know that it is there. You have a beautiful mind, or learn to use it.
Thank you for listening to this look ahead to the Health to Wealth series. Not everything is about well-being, but Health to Wealth believes that a well-being-led ethos means happier, healthier people working and living in a sustainable society on a sustainable planet. Doesn't that sound good? To find out more about Health to Wealth, drop us a line on the Press Inquiries contact form on this website.